The West Live.
The West Live.
Brought to you by the State School Teachers Union campaign to fix WA's teacher shortage.
It's the stuff dreams are made of. Last night, a group of Aussie battlers took out WA's biggest ever lotto win, $80 million. A group of northern suburbs gym-goers decided to go in with a syndicate and have turned $5 into $1.5 million each. Joining me now is one of those winners, Lorna. Good morning, Lorna.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Not as good as you, I think it's pretty fair to say. How are you feeling right now?
I'm still in a state of shock. I can't believe it's true. But apparently it's been verified and apparently it is true. So take my blood pressure medication and, you know, relax for a little while.
Were you watching along with the draw last night?
No. The ladies at the gym all went out for dinner and I couldn't go because I had a work function. And I got home and, you know, brushed my teeth, went to bed, and then I saw I had all these missed calls from girls at the gym. And so I texted back. I said, what are you doing ringing me at this hour of night? Oh, I hope you're ringing to tell me we won the Powerball. And she said, yeah, we did. And I was like, don't do this. Stop mucking around. And she's like, I am not joking. And she said, where are you? I said, I'm in bed. She said, well, get out of bed and come down the little local restaurant that's just near the gym in our neighbourhood. And I was like, you better not be joking. If I get out of bed, and she said, no, I'm not joking. And in the background, I could hear champagne corks and people crying and hugging each other and shouting. I was like, can this be true? So I whizzed down there, and sure enough, there were 43 crazy middle-aged women, you know, some of us with knee braces and broken ankles, that gym's a tough workout. And, we all hugged and screamed and, called our families, and we just can't believe it, because it's like every other syndicate in the world. You can say, oh, yeah, chuck $5 in. Well, you know, it's just a donation to charity, isn't it? You know, and you never, I can't believe it.
Wow.
$80 million. But, you know, I'm really pleased that it's divided amongst so many people.
Yeah. And
because,
when did you find out how much you had won?
Well, we couldn't believe it while we were there. So Sue, who runs the gym and is she's a real Aussie battler, is our Sue. She runs the gym, and I know COVID, when we had shutdown, put them behind and they were tough. She said, I think it was her husband that checked the lotto numbers and went down to the restaurant and said, girls, I think that you did win. It was the last line on a slip pick.
Wow. Wow. It is just absolutely unbelievable. And how good is it that it's from going to the gym? All those people out there who are maybe thinking they're going to stay on the couch, join a gym. That's the moral of this story. And so what does this money mean for not just you, but I'd love to hear that, but also for these other women?
Yeah. Marveling at that between ourselves last night. You know, you hear about people in big syndicates, you know, that put in thousands of dollars and win and they don't need it, or one person gets the whole amount and you think, oh yeah, good for you. But this is seriously like 43 women that are all just mums, grandmas, most of us are grandmas from the suburbs, just doing it. We live in a beautiful state, we're okay. But this means 43 families are going to benefit. We've all got grown-up children. There's one or two youngies in the group, but this gym, the Curve Gym, it's just for women, and it's more like a social club. We all get to know each other, and
it'd be pretty bloody social now.
Oh, you've got no idea. It was going off last night. You know, the Grapevine Italian restaurant in Heathridge is just a sweet little family-owned company, you know, little restaurant. It was going off. None of us were going home. I think we left them a big tip.
Wouldn't know what hit them. And so tell me, so I'm sure there are lots of really worthy things that you're going to spend your money on, bills to pay, things like that. It's always the way. But what is one fun, frivolous thing that you're going to treat yourself with?
Oh, well, I'd really like to buy a little camper van because my sisters both have caravans, and I always thought, I don't want a caravan, it's too big, but I'd love to have a little vehicle that I could go with them and sleep in lieu of a caravan. So I think I'm going to buy myself a little camper van of some sort so that I can travel with my family.
Well, Lorna, you could buy one of those.
Room for me in the caravan, you know?
You could buy one of those huge Winnebagos and really, really show your sisters up. They're there with their caravans.
Where would I put a Winnebago, you know, like in my little carport?
Oh, my goodness. Now, talking about cars, I hear that you actually won a car in a radio competition earlier this year.
Yeah, I know, because it's been a crazy year. So last year, I had the worst year of my life. All these terrible things happened to me. I broke my ankle. It didn't heal. My beautiful father passed away and I nursed him while I was in a stupid boot. You know, it was just so miserable. My business partner and I run a health service, which I'll give a little plug for. It's Chemo at Home. So we do chemotherapy and other medical infusions for patients at home. And it was so hard dragging myself in with this stupid broken ankle. And, this year's been better. I was lucky enough to win the John Hughes Kona vehicle. It's just a beautiful little car. And, now I'm part of the Lotto syndicate. I just can't believe it.
Yeah, buy yourself a Ferrari now, Lorna. Well, whatever.
I don't think it's that much money. It's only you know, 1.5 to somewhere between 1.5 and 2 million.
So only up to 2 million.
By the time my three sons-in-laws get their hands on what they'll consider their fair share, I'm not sure there'll be enough left for me anyway.
Well, you make sure you save some for yourself, Lorna. Congratulations.
For the Winnebago.
Yeah, for the Winnebago, exactly. Congratulations again. It sounds like it's gone to a bunch of people that couldn't deserve it more. Thanks so much for sharing your story on the West Live today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Lovely to speak with you, Ben.